Deuteronomy chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called to all Israel and said to them, You have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, the great temptations which your eyes have seen, the signs, and those great miracles. Yet Yahweh has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxed old upon you, and your shoe is not waxed old upon your foot. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you might know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. And when you came to this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us to battle, and we smote them. And we took their land, and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Keep, therefore, the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before Yahweh your Elohim, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and your stranger that is in your camp, from the hewer of your wood to the drawer of your water, that you should enter into covenant with Yahweh your Elohim, and into his oath, which Yahweh your Elohim makes with you this day, that he may establish you today for a people to himself, and that he may be unto you an Elohim, as he had said unto you, and as he had sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that stands here with us this day before Yahweh our Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us this day. For you know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which you passed by, and you've seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away this day from Yahweh our Elohim to go and serve the Elohim of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood, and it come to pass when he hears the words of this curse that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart to add drunkenness to thirst. Yahweh will not spare him. But then the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and Yahweh shall blot out his name from under heaven. And Yahweh shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of that land, and the sickness which Yahweh has laid upon it, and that the whole land of it is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown nor bears, nor any grass grows in it, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, even all nations shall say, Wherefore has Yahweh done thus to this land? What means the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, Because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other Elohim and worshipped them, Elohim whom they knew not and whom he had not given to them. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong to Yahweh our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. End of chapter.